They reached the front door of the shop. A large sign above it read, "A Little Magic," with the word little larger than the others, oddly enough. Chauncey gawked at it while Grandma produced a key, unlocking the door. Even after a year, he still couldn't believe that he got to spend every day with Grandma at the shop. A real magic shop. Grandma tried to push the door open after unlocking it, but it didn't budge. So she put her shoulder into it and the door popped open. "There we are," she proclaimed, striding through. "What's the most important rule?" she inquired as Chauncey followed after her. "Work first, play later," he recited. "Good boy," she replied, patting him on the head. Then, with her usual businesslike efficiency, she got to work preparing the shop for customers. Chauncey went right to the broom closet, eager to do his part. He hardly minded the work. He was in a magic shop, after all. And he knew without a shadow of a doubt that here, amongst artifacts and potions and tinctures and lotions and crystals and staves and books, he was where he wanted to be. For there was nothing more magical to him than magic. And magic made work into play.